This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. You know, I've been doing this show now for 6 years, and that's the first time I've ever had Alan Gottlieb on the show. For shame! Now, though, I can honestly tell you that I've had everybody from most of the major gun organizations where I can find people to come on the show. Alan was the last holdout. Now, a frequently asked question, one that I've talked about here before, that I will talk about again later on down the road, is what do you do if you get pulled over by a police officer when you're carrying a gun? New people coming into the concealed carry ranks, they're going to be very concerned about this. You know, and that's why you go to the concealed carry class, because they're going to tell you what to do in a lot of cases. But it would be quite helpful if you were a cautious driver and you don't find yourself in that predicament. But if you do, here's some things that you're going to want to remember. If you're a gun owner in whatever state in which you're carrying a gun at the time, where your permit is, where your permit's offered and where your driver's license is and everything else, you should be aware of the laws of your state, and even more so if you carry a firearm on your person or in your vehicle. You should know ahead of time before you're pulled over if you have a duty to inform the officer that you're carrying a firearm. In states that have a duty to inform law, it is required to inform the police officer without being asked that you are carrying a firearm. In other states, it is required that you inform the police officer only if asked. And in the remainder of the states, there's no duty to inform. And I don't know what yours are. In South Carolina, I believe we have a duty to inform. In any case, I inform anyway. But it is a very good idea to do your research and check your local gun laws as they change periodically. Now, And this is something that you want to be cautious about. You know, you want to be conversational about this. And there's a method that is recommended to do this. Show your driver's license and concealed carry permit license up front as a courtesy. For most officers, knowing that the driver has a concealed carry permit signifies a law-abiding citizen. Remember, this is the thing about us. We're very law-abiding people. Has passed a thorough background check and has taken some type of course that covers basic gun safety and skills. So that's the legal matters. Then you've got to be very concerned about the officer's mindset. It doesn't matter who you are. If you get pulled over, you're going to have an attack of the nerves when you see the flashing lights in your rearview mirror. Helps to remember that the officer likely has some anxiety as well when approaching your vehicle. They have no idea who you are or what they're about to encounter. Their goal is to go home safely that night just to do their job, execute their office, you know, that kind of thing. Do everything you can, which I do. I do that on a regular basis. Do everything you can to ease his or her mind by being polite and agreeable. There's nothing wrong with having good manners. That's not you giving up your rights. That's just being polite. Here's some steps you can take to make this easier. Use them if you like. Some of this is stuff that I do. As soon as you know you're being pulled over, turn on your blinker to let the officer know you're in the process of complying. Slow down. Pull off the side of the road as far as possible for you and the officer's safety. Put your car in park, take your foot off the brake, turn it off, if the weather isn't too hot or cold to do so. By doing so, you're showing the officer that you don't plan to flee the scene. If it's dark outside, turn on your dome light to illuminate the interior of the vehicle and allow the officer to see inside as he approaches. This is a really nice thing to do for him. You're indicating that you have nothing to hide. Roll down both of your front windows, because sometimes the officer is going to come from the passenger side of the vehicle first because that is a safer place for him to be. Put your hands on the steering wheel. The officer wants to see your hands to make sure you're not a threat. Keep them on the steering wheel until he tells you that you're good to go and you can do otherwise. When you're asked for your license and registration, let the officer know that you have a concealed carry permit, if you do, and that you have a firearm on your person or in your vehicle. Don't say, I have a gun. Depending on how you say that, if you let your nerves get the better of you and you just blurt that out, that could be construed as somewhat threatening as your fear overtakes you. Verbiage is very, very critical. Ask the officer, how would you like me to proceed after you have told him this? This also indicates that you intend to be cooperative with him. When you're allowed, slowly retrieve your current driver's license and concealed carry permit, as well as any other documentation requested by the officer. It's good to plan ahead and keep your driver's license and concealed carry permit together so that you aren't fumbling to find them during a traffic stop. Limit the motion that might be misinterpreted as suspicious and keep your registration and license information together in your vehicle. What I've done, because I have gotten tired of carrying a wallet. Well, I'm still carrying a wallet, but I mean, I've combined my wallet with my phone and I carry a folio on my phone. So all of my permits and cards and everything are on with my phone. So that means they're not in my pocket. So I don't have to do that to begin with. That would be something that might cause a little undue stress. And then my registration and my insurance are together in my console. So I don't really have to move that far. I don't have to reach and get out of his line of sight. And remain in your vehicle, unless you've been told otherwise. And comply with whatever the officer asks you to do until you're told that you're free to go. Following these steps won't necessarily get you out of a traffic ticket. But that's part of the problem that you're in the middle. You want the encounter to go smooth without making the situation worse. And for those out there, I understand that there are bad officers out there. There's about as many bad officers as there are bad people in society, right? So that means most of the officers in law enforcement today are good people. Really good people that are just trying to do their job. So getting out there and complying with them and working with them and easing their mind, this is not you letting go of your rights. This is you cooperating. What's wrong with cooperating? Your attitude will have a lot to do with how the traffic stop goes. If you're polite and respectful, you'll get the same treatment. Even when I've gotten a ticket, I love telling this story just because it's funny. When this show began, and I had been on the air for about a year or so, I don't know, maybe 2 years, I was pulled over because I had paid my taxes and I had not gotten my tag yet. And I got pulled over for that. And I told the kids, and, these were, I call them kids, they're, adults in their 20s. They pulled me over and I said, young man, I've got a gun on me. Do you want to hang on to it while we're doing what we got to do? Which is not something I had to do, but I was trying to put the kid at ease. So I let him take the gun. And then the kid came over, his partner came over with my gun and said, I saw this on the internet last night. I said, yeah, that was me. They were listening to the podcast in the car. So then I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden two or three of their partners roll up with their blue lights flashing. And then while they're writing my ticket, which when I went to court, everything was dismissed. The officer had set it up to where if I showed up, they were just going to let it go when I proved that I had everything taken care of. While they were writing my ticket, I had to pose in front of their cars with them for pictures, and I was very happy to do that for them because they gave me the same kind of civility that I was extending to them, and they were just doing their job. So good on them. Good on them. That's a, 23 hours of boredom and 1 hour of sheer terror is what they go through. I've learned a lot hanging out with my pal JT Albrecht. So, just in their mindset and everything, I know exactly I think I know. I know a lot. I know a little bit about them enough to respect them. So just a little primer for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Under Armour Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. President Trump has ordered the declassification of documents related to all of these questionable FISA warrants on how they got authorization in the FBI to surveil Trump aide Carter Page. If you're in low orbit right now, you can hear the howls from both the Democrats and the national security community, which is a huge illustration of just how badly this needed to be done. Trump on Monday ordered the declassification of several key documents related to the 2016 presidential election, including 21 pages of an application for a renewed surveillance warrant against former campaign aide Carter Page, and text messages from disgraced FBI figures Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Then we got some reportage, and I use the term loosely, like this. Representative Adam Schiff, top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, said Trump's selective release of materials he believes are helpful to his defense team and thinks will advance a false narrative is a clear abuse of power, and based on his conversations with federal law enforcement officials, the FBI and Justice Department see the release of these unredacted documents as a red line that must not be crossed as they may compromise sources and methods. This coming from the same guy who obfuscated when Hillary Clinton's email server, which was letting SAP materials out. Now he's worried about the red line. Then there's David Crist, the former chief of the Justice Department's National Security Division and founder of the Culper Partners consulting firm. He said Mr. Trump's action was especially unprecedented because he was overruling subordinates who had provided a redacted version of the surveillance application to Congress and because the order pertained to a continuing investigation of which Mr. Trump is a subject. Mr. Trump has not been accused of anything. The collusion is not proven. It's been going on since he was elected, and it's still not proven. And it's almost 2 years since he's been elected, you fools. And then we got Democrats on Monday contended that the declassification order was another salvo in a partisan battle being waged to protect Mr. Trump and discredit an investigation that has already resulted in guilty pleas or convictions of his former campaign chairman, his former national security advisor, and several others involved in his campaign or his business. Of course, not involved in his campaign when they were convicted, the stuff they were convicted of. Once again, Schiff is out there saying Trump, in a clear abuse of power, has decided to intervene in a pending law enforcement investigation by ordering the selective release of materials he believes are helpful to his defense team and thinks will advance a false narrative. The alarm is going up on the both the deep state and the Democrats over declassifying just why the FBI took up the case of spying on Carter Page, dating from October 2016, and got three FISA court extensions. And yielded absolutely zero charges, let alone convictions, against Page, their target. Just surveillance, 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 which just happened to be a convenient thing for an administration all in for unmasking Trump officials during campaign 2016 based on that FISA warrant, which previous reports say was premised on Democratic opposition research contained within the Steele dossier and nothing else. So it was based on a work of fiction. It holds the same, and that dossier holds the same, as much credence pertaining to Trump as Mark Twain books would have. Huck Finn, same way. So why are they protesting? Schiff's lack of concern for Page's civil rights is touching, given that Democrats up to now have always been right on it. When the FBI's target is leftist, and the prospect of revelations that the Democratic opposition research was weaponized as actual FBI law enforcement activity stands to expose how deeply Democrats have politicized the government. And what's more, it ought to make Democrats look like rats, which is an unpleasant prospect as midterms approach. What indeed is Schiff hiding, and why does he so badly not want to be revealed now that this is a civil rights case and not an espionage case? How painful is it to lose that Trump colluded with the Russians to steal the election from Hillary Clinton narrative? How painful is that to lose it? The deep state's protestations are interesting, too. National security honchos are intoning to the Wall Street Journal and others that declassifying the FISA warrant and all the Strzok, Lisa Page text messages would be just dreadful. Really? Because we would all see how the sausage is made? Really? The intelligence community exists to serve the president. These guys seem instead to plot against the president, to topple him and nullify the will of the voters. And if they go down, I got no issues with that. If they, you know, if the deep state is completely unraveled, no issues with that. What they're really howling about is they don't believe that, you know, Trump. See, Trump is the intel community's biggest customer. And he's also their boss. So he has the absolute right to say what is classified and unclassified. And what they're really howling about is they don't believe that anymore. And they want to feel free to run as an entity on their own and pick and choose what Trump gets to hear about. And yet the politics and the politicking of this sort has no place in intelligence or law enforcement. And yet that seems to be what occurred. With the insurance policy that Strzok and Page text about, as well as newer revelations about the pair's vow to open a case in the wake of the May 2017 firing of FBI Director James Comey. See, the FBI is supposed to be in counterintelligence, and they're supposed to work on crime cases. That's what they're supposed to do. They're not supposed to plot to remove a president because they don't like that he got elected from now on. If they don't want their emails made public, they might consider this, in addition to making their customer their ally and not their enemy. But I think the bigger reason the deep state hangers-on are howling is that Trump has de-statused them. Access to classified information is a privilege, but it's gotten battered into the age of WikiLeaks and the willingness of intel community leftists like reality winner Ed Snowden and Bradley Manning. You gotta ask yourself, who the hell's hiring these people? To leak to them. That, along with large numbers of secrets and large numbers of people with clearances, has already diluted down the value of secrets and access to them. It's basically now a status issue, as the screaming from John Brennan over the loss of his security clearance indicates. His declassification of large numbers of never-before-disclosed secrets lowers the status of the people with access, which is, you know, the deep state. Because if everyone can read what up until now has always been secret, that means the voters now have access to secrets, same as John Brennan once did, rendering the deep state even more powerless. But what we have right now is a fantastic bonfire of the vanities moment, courtesy of President Trump. Bring it on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
The woman who accused Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct has not responded to emails sent from the Senate Judiciary Committee regarding her testifying next week. The news also came out late this afternoon that the man who was allegedly in the room during the assault would not testify as well. John Cornyn is on the Senate Judiciary Committee. He spoke earlier today.
We prefer to do this in a closed setting. That's her choice. But we've offered her basically either an open or closed setting. But again, to reiterate what Leader McConnell, the point he made, we wouldn't find ourselves, nor would the Dr. Ford find herself in this situation if Senator Feinstein hadn't sat on this letter she's had since July.
Today, the Senate approved an $854 billion spending bill that will fund the military and a host of government agencies for the next year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, the media seems to think that computer-generated deaths are more important than actual deaths in the case of Puerto Rico's death toll, and they're doing the same thing now in the case of Hurricane Florence, and they call Trump a liar when he uses what were actual published numbers. I have some ideas on computer-generated reports that would keep think tanks busy for a long time. I'm sure that most of the media would be very anxious to regurgitate these reports without questions as well. How many deaths were caused, related to, or can be predicted because of President Obama and or his administration? Let's look at some of the things that occurred on the watch of number 44. Lost track of guns with Fast and Furious. Prematurely pulled 100% of troops out of Iraq. Underestimated ISIS by calling them the JV team. Didn't enforce the fictitious red line in Syria. Said Syria got rid of its chemical weapons and trusted Putin to be the monitor. Wouldn't give Ukraine weapons so they could defend themselves against Russia. Blamed Benghazi on a video instead of telling the truth that terrorists were the cause. Went along with the fictional hands-up, don't-shoot narrative in collusion with the media. Gave Iran, the biggest state sponsor of terrorism and the nation that still pledges death to America and death to Israel, $150 billion, and there wasn't even a signed deal. And as an addendum, how many more will die now that the former Secretary of State John Kerry is telling Iran to ignore the U.S. with Trump at the helm and wait for more suckers like Obama and him to get back in the White House for more appeasement? He ordered the Justice Department to stop an investigation into a drug-running operation by the terrorist group Hezbollah to appease Iran. And think tanks can count deaths on two fronts with that bunch, from opiates and from terror. Refused to enforce immigration laws and allowed sanctuary cities and states to ignore laws Congress passed, allowing dangerous illegal aliens and gang members to roam free. Think tanks could put a multiplier on that report, as the longer this lawlessness goes on, the more people will die. Delivered a fifth of America's uranium supply to Russia. That may be a future tense, but it could be exponential. How many dangerous criminals and terrorists have remained free as intelligence agencies, the Justice Department, and the FBI spent so much time illegally targeting Americans, protecting Hillary and others from prosecution, and trying to take out Trump? How many additional people died following the passage of Obamacare, since life expectancy unexpectedly went down after that was passed? How many additional deaths occurred because Democrats rewarded hospitals with bonuses if they didn't readmit patients? Can we say death panels? We get fictitious computer-generated reports of how many additional people will die if Obamacare is repealed, but we don't see reports as to how many actually died because of higher mortality rates. And moving beyond Obama, but still in the wheelhouse of the left, how many people are homeless and a danger to themselves and society because the left in years past thought it was a good idea to close mental health facilities in the 1960s and 70s? The New York Times recognized the program was a failure in 1984, and yet this story is rarely covered when mentally ill people who are responsible for many killings go in and shoot up innocent people. Instead, the media and the Democrats blame the guns, because they always blame the guns, even though almost all gun owners are law-abiding people. How many people die prematurely because Democrats seek policies to keep people in poverty and dependent on government instead of giving them opportunity to move up the economic ladder? How depressing is it when there is no motivation to move up, and if you happen to succeed, you are told you didn't build that, and that the greedy government will confiscate a greater and greater share because they know how to spend the money better than you? How many people in poor, underdeveloped countries die early because they were discouraged from developing and using fossil fuel? In the last 160 years, life expectancy went from around 50 to around 80, where fossil fuels have been developed. So why don't we get a study on how many lives are saved by fossil fuel? Instead, we get garbage predictions based on computer models of how many might die because of a few degrees of warming. How many additional deaths occur because lenient Democrat judges let career criminals and gang members roam the streets? How many deaths by illegals, deaths by gang members, and children killed in Chicago get less coverage by networks and other media outlets because they're so focused on the fictional ghost of Russian collusion? How many stories will the media write based on a computer model, whether about climate change or deaths from hurricanes, with no questions instead of reporting based on actual facts? Finally, since the media has little interest, how many additional computers were hacked because Obama gave a stand-down order in the summer of 2016 to his cybersecurity chief? Why would a president stop this investigation as the Justice Department and intelligence agencies thought it was so serious they needed to spy on Trump and his associates and infiltrate his campaign with informants? All of these are questions that the press and the think tanks will never consider, but they should be considered. Now, I'm tired of this constant barrage, and obviously Donald Trump is a better man than me because he just takes this and smiles and keeps on going, and he is completely unafraid. I'm not afraid, but I get sort of frustrated by it because the country is moving along anyway, despite their very best efforts. Why can't they just let it alone? And more importantly, Republicans, all of you Republican moderate squishes, please, if you will, remember this week in time for when that moment comes when there is inevitably going to be another Democratic president, although I pray to God there isn't. And, when that happens and the Democrats are in control of other things too, just remember that you don't need to play civilly. This is a blood sport, politics nowadays. Trump understands that. Trump understands it. If you guys are getting complacent because you think Trump's doing all of this and that and the other and you don't have to do it, you need to get out there and campaign and give us something we can be happy with. Stay in power. Thank you. That would be splendid. Now, are you going to do that? I don't know. I don't know. But all of these other things that they don't ask, where they get out there, and I mean, you know, Trump gets a report, and he goes by that report, and Trump is not the one going out there and finding this data. He's getting reports from people on the ground. It's supplied to him, he looks at it, and then he reports it. He doesn't have a dog in the fight to lie about that. A storm is not something he can prevent. No matter how much the climate changers want to get out there and say this, we can't prevent storms. We can't prevent hurricanes. They're not more prevalent now because you have a plastic water bottle. The truth simply is. And those who never acknowledge the truth are acknowledging they're going to live a lie. Plain fact. Very simple concept to follow. Sooner or later, even the Democrats might realize that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. After the Democrats all but lost the prospect of derailing the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, this new accuser with the 36-year-old charge of groping comes out of the woodwork, and the problem is she doesn't want to tell us everything. And the other problem is the unsaid things that are going on with this, like the fact that she was probably drunk. And was it, you know, what if they were actually in the same room and he just tripped and fell on top of her? We're never going to know the answer to this one. Christine Blasey Ford's accusation started with a letter. An anonymous accusatory letter of bad behavior dating from high school. A letter that we were supposed to believe, a guy's career we were supposed to ruin, yet we were to take only on faith that there was any merit to it. Well, that fell apart. So the accuser came forward. She had psychologist notes dating from 2012. She says she passed a polygraph, and the picture she painted was imaginable, as witness stories are. There were holes in the story. She had no idea where she was or how she got home. She didn't want to say anything to anyone as to avoid getting in trouble. And her charges, groping, clothes grabbed at, but no rape, were not over the top. All that made her look rather believable because I'm a little older than her and I know what it was like to be 17. Except she was 15. But girls often are groped by certain kinds of boys. But her case rapidly fell apart when it wasn't just a problem from her long ago. Turns out that her present politics has a lot to do with what we're seeing. She's a fanatic Bay Area far-left activist. She donated cash to Share Blue, a generic Democratic front for cash raising of the Obama hipster variety. On Twitter, there was some talk unverified that she gave $5,000 to Hillary Clinton, and a more reliable report from reporter Ryan Savadra that she gave money to Bernie Sanders, the Democratic National Committee, and the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. She also made the pink Naughty Bits hats and participated in the anti-Trump women's marches, and her 2012 trip to the therapist took place right when Kavanaugh's name came up in the news as a possible Mitt Romney Supreme Court nominee, though interestingly, Kavanaugh's name was not used in her own claims in the report. There could have been abuse, but frankly, it could have been anyone. Memories fade. Most tellingly, though, and this is In poker, they would say this is the tell. Before she came out as the accuser, she spent what must have been days scrubbing her social media accounts of all the lefty activities and statements she must have been involved in. That's the detail that stands out to me. Why did she do that? Just because someone is a lefty does not mean that they can't be a victim of a high school groper. Left-wingers would be the very first to point this out. So why did she go to all this trouble of scrubbing all this stuff? Well, it's fairly obvious. It was to conceal her political agenda and make her case stronger as that of a random, objective woman telling the truth, not a lefty activist desperate to make a difference for the Democrats. When I was a kid, there were gropers. Weren't too many attackers. I was a kid, though, in the 70s, you know. I was a kid in the 60s, and then I was an older kid in the 70s, and, you know, I think all this supposedly happened in 1982. There were no prep school elite boys around where I lived, or vice versa of that of the girls. There were private schools. Politics that I remember either. I mean, they were trying to teach it to us when I was in school and everything, and I would say what I had to say, and I was obviously a conservative even then. But we were more partiers. We were party-hardy types. You know, I mean, for me, you know, when I was 16 and I would go into the convenience store and buy a 8-pack of Miller Ponies, which was illegal. And it is not enough for me to sit here and tell you, well, everybody was doing it, but I did it. And that was about as rowdy as it got. But, of course, there were gropers and attackers, but, I mean, In the 60s and 70s, we didn't have nearly the kind of stuff kids have to put up with nowadays. Although I don't know how different it changed in the 80s. Now, her portrayal is that of Catholic schoolboys gone wild. Now, I played Pop Warner football with a bunch of Catholic guys, and they went to Catholic schools. And I say that, you know, I call them Catholic guys because they went through the Catholic school. And besides the fact that I didn't know where their school was, I couldn't tell a whole lot of difference between them and me. So that doesn't stack up to my experience, and I predate her. The other part that does not stack up is the experience of the 65 women who say Kavanaugh never acted like that. Those women I can find believable. That leaves the question open as I think of how Ford scrubbed her social media. What is she trying to hide? During a recent television interview on MSNBC, Ellie Mistel opined that if Kavanaugh succeeds, it is a moral failing of the process. And he's right in one that respect. There was a moral failure, but it has nothing to do with Judge Kavanaugh or the Republicans. The moral failure is solely attributable to Dianne Feinstein. During the hearing, all the Democrats complained that they were given numerous documents regarding Kavanaugh. They asked to delay the hearing until such time as the records were produced. At the same time, they were crying foul. Dianne Feinstein secretly withheld a document she allegedly received in July and did not disclose until after the hearing was over. This gotcha 11th hour disclosure is yet another chapter in the interminable and embarrassing confirmation process. The fact that it was first disclosed after the hearing and before the vote, although Fine Frankenstein knew about it in July, renders the timing and the motivation behind the disclosure very, very suspicious. And the further fueling, or the, you know, this feeling of skepticism is the Democrats' stated desire to delay his confirmation and the fact that some Democrats have refused to objectively consider any of Trump's nominees. They said they don't have to wait for Trump to pick a Supreme Court nominee. They're voting no regardless of who it is. Now, while Mistel asserts that Kavanaugh's success would signify a moral failing, his objectivity is a bit elusive given some of his recent comments. In a recent article, he stated, "Process is missing because Brett Kavanaugh was nominated by Donald Trump, one of the laziest men in the entire country and almost certainly the laziest man to ever inhabit the office of the President of the United States. Kavanaugh was not carefully vetted by an executive operation that cares about the integrity of the third branch of government. Trump and his dysfunctional White House are incapable of such tasks." Further stated that Kavanaugh was vetted by the Republicans of the United States Senate. That body is also not concerned about the integrity of the U.S. Supreme Court. One might argue that the Senate should be. But this is the same group of people who refused to meet with a qualified nominee based on allegations that he was nominated by Barack Obama. They wouldn't recognize integrity if it set itself on fire on the Senate floor. Mr. Mistel is entitled to his opinions about the president and the Republicans, but this is not a question about vetting. Feinstein sat on this for months and did not disclose it. And Kavanaugh went through days of intense questioning by Feinstein. She questioned him intensely. And while some senators might claim they did not know about it, Feinstein did, and she did not think it was important enough to raise or share with her colleagues. So, it's hard to characterize it this way, but she did a disservice to herself doing it this way. But she also did a disservice to her colleagues and to us. But it's not surprising, because she's a leftist. Back again in 21 hours between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.